men aren't needy, but we do need to feel needed.
If you can't treat me better than I treat myself, if you're not a value on the same level as me, then what are we doing? I was in a relationship for 2 months and did not even know.
Didn't even know it.
Didn't even know it.
Wow.
What y'all had, men?
What y'all had, women? Yo, what it do? It's your man, Oh. We are here with the L Tabs podcast featuring Dev and Oh. Welcome back for episode 2. We're super excited and I'm glad you all are joining us. Just want to introduce my lovely co-host, Miss Dev. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm wonderful. How you doing, Oh?
I'm doing well. I'm here.
Good, good.
I can't complain. It won't do me no good anyway.
I know that's right.
Yeah, what you said. So yeah, today we're going to talk about a subject I like the format, and Miss Dev came up with this. She has a few questions for me from the female perspective, and I have a few questions for her from the male perspective. And the subject matter is, what y'all had? Mm-hmm. Let that marinate in your spirit. Let that marinate in your spirit. So, you know, being the gentleman that I am, I'm gonna go ahead and let Miss Dev shoot first.
Okay, so I'm going to try to condense my questions. There might be 3 questions in one, but it's gonna be 1 question.
can I interject for a second? Because there's a background story to that. So we get here. I have my questions. 3 questions, 3 lines. She shows me her phone and she has to scroll through her questions. Literally scrolling. And I'm like, see, that's men, that's women. But we're going to leave that there. We ain't going to start off on the right. Okay. But I'm ready. Go ahead. Okay. I'm ready.
So, first question that a lot of us women want to know. So for the men that are hesitant to be in a relationship, do you think it's because they think they see it as losing something instead of gaining something?
No. I don't see that as being, and no question and no answer is going to be general for everybody. But, so, and I'll make sure I'm on the right track with this question. So, do men feel like they're losing something instead of gaining something when they go into a committed relationship?
Just a relationship overall. You know, they can be feeling the woman and it's like everything that, you know, that they can possibly desire or want, but still they're kind of hesitant about like getting into the relationship. Like why do they see, is it because of their freedom? Do they see it as, like, just why?
I think it's a case-by-case basis. Mm-hmm. Commitment is a strong word for anybody. Mm-hmm. But when in my experience, and it's funny because it kind of ties into one of my questions, but in my experience, it feels like when you venture into a relationship, and don't take this the wrong way, but for the most part, it seems like the women, and maybe because you all are more emotional creatures than we are for the most part, commitment is something that they want sooner. Like us as men, we sometimes want to slow walk the situation. And you and I had talked about this because I think it was an article you showed me or a video, and you look at it this way. It's like, okay, when you ask me that question, why is it that way? And it's like, but there's so many single women as compared to how many single men it is. So sometimes mm-hmm. a single mm-hmm. man, kind of to answer your question, he might be like, do I really want to commit to like one person right now? I mean, I got options.
Oh, you going into another one of my questions?
I got
options,
but go ahead. You know what I mean?
Right.
And even if that option is to be that one person, sometimes there's a part of you that still does, that kind of gets kind of worried about that commitment word, relationship, and putting labels and things on it instead of just like getting to know each other on a daily basis. Whereas sometimes, you know, women want to be like, no, what are we? I need a definition for what we are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And us as men, we're like, I mean, let's just, you know, let's just enjoy the moment. Like, let's take it day by day and let it materialize into whatever it's going to be.
No, I got another question off of that. Okay. But you go. Yeah, that's good. Okay. All right, ladies, did you hear that?
All right.
But no, I'm not going to ask. It's your turn now.
No. I mean, are we going to go through, we're going back and forth?
Oh, that's what I thought.
Okay. I'll bet.
Okay.
My turn. My question is short.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see.
So, how would you as a woman suggest a man handles this whole mentality of I am a strong, independent black woman, I don't need no man, I got a car, I got a house, I got a career, I got this. It's the that I call it the I don't need no man mentality, which I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And I commend all the sisters that are very successful in what they're doing,
right,
you know what I mean,
right?
But what I will say before you answer that question is, For the most part, I feel like men aren't needy, but we do need to feel needed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when you come off with that kind of mentality, it's like, so, like,
what am I here for?
What am I here for?
Right,
if that's how you're thinking and your thought process is, so
right.
So can help the fellas out from your perspective and a female. How do we handle a woman like that who just makes you feel like, I'm, you know, I don't really need you. I got everything on my own. I'm good.
Okay. So, myself, personally, I'm just going to give me as an example, throw myself out there.
That's good.
Yes, I have my house. I have a car. I have my main job, several jobs. But with me personally, what I'm seeking, I'm not going to throw that in a man's face because, you know, technically, I mean, do I need him for all of that stuff? No, I have my own, but I mean, I do desire and want to be in a relationship. So I can't, like, the other women's mentality that think that, I see what they're saying. They're like, okay, I have this, you know, they know their value, you know, they know what they're worth. If you can't treat me better than I treat myself, or, you know, if I'm not a value, if you're not a value on the same level as me, then what are we doing?
See, that's that level thing.
No,
when I hear levels, we're not on the same level. For some reason, that just rubs me the wrong way, because there's going to be times where not everybody's going to be equal. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's going to earn equally. Not everybody's going to love equally.
Right.
So
right,
the levels can change in a heartbeat.
Right. Right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like
right.
As successful as you are, something could change with your job. Something could change with your health.
Right, right.
Anything could change,
right.
And now those levels might flip. So now I'm the breadwinner, and I'm the one that's really providing and doing those type of things. So the levels, I know it's levels to everything.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
there's levels
right,
to
right,
everything.
Right.
But we get us as men and women, I think we need to be able to be fluid and adjust to the times when it's good and the times when it is bad. For each
Absolutely.
For each other.
Now, I agree with that. I agree with
as
that.
As well as collectively.
Right,
you know
right.
I mean?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But, and then to do it on the flip side, it's just like, not all men. Disclaimer, it's not all men. But a lot of men see women, you know, doing well. And you know, everything that I mentioned, she has this, she has that. Mm-hmm. And they may not be on their level. They may not have a desire to be on their level, but they want to sponge on what the woman has. Oh, I'm going to move in your crib. Oh, you know, I'm not going to work. Oh, this. They looking for a sugar mama.
we talk about you just went a whole nother direction.
I would
never agree with that. I would never agree with a man who wants to.
Oh, I was about to say, because it's out there.
No, I agree that it happens.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree that it happens. But you also, like you said, on the flip side of that as well, you have men who may not be at the level you're at when you all meet each other.
Right.
But they have aspirations. They have goals. They have career goals. They
right.
might have a good
That's
business,
different.
Entrepreneurial. But it's like, but if you put it in a closed box and say, if you're not already where I'm at, then I'm checking you off the list.
No, because mindset is one of them. If you're not there, like, mindset level, if I'm ambitious and a guy approaches me and he's just comfortable with where he is and doesn't want to do anything else, or I'm not even talking about, like, even working. If he just has no goals, no ambition, just, you know, like, and if my ambition's off the roof or vice versa, you know, eventually it's going to be bumping heads. So it's not only about the financial thing. It's also like the mindset as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Okay. That helps me a little bit. Not much for real, but it helps me a little bit. Go ahead with your question.
Well, I mean.
Your question number two, Miss Dale. just go ahead. Just help me at all. I'm going to drink my alkaline Wakanda water. It's supposed to help me breathe better or something.
Question number two. Coming through.
Coming in hot.
No, but did it help a little bit, though?
No, it did. It did. Okay. I get it. It helped me a little bit.
It's not all the time financial-wise. And that's what a lot of, you know, men think. Because there's, like, a lot of non-ambitious people that's just... And it gets tiring and draining. It's just like, okay, and you've been through it. If you've been through it, like, so many times, it's just like, nope, I'm going to let you know up front. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But I'm going to say this, and we can keep going.
Okay.
I do feel this way, though.
Okay.
And this is me. I call this an O-ism. Okay. Don't put this on nobody else. This is me. I feel like when it's the woman that's successful and flourishing and doing well, the pressure for the man to get his stuff together and come up and get to where she is sometimes is insurmountable.
Mm.
But as a man, I just don't feel like mostly for the most part, we don't put those kind of pressures. Like, you could be, you know, in school, you could be working at, I don't know, in the mall or whatever. But, you know, if I love you and I care about you, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to support you where you at, and I'm going to help you if you got a business idea or something that you want to grow, or what kind of skill set that you have that you might want to turn into something else. Sometimes, you know, women look at us like, if you're not already there, I don't have time to be building no man. I don't have time to be fixing no man. I don't have time to be dressing no man. You know, are we talking 40, 50, you know?
No, age? I get it. You know what I mean?
It just seems, it feels like we'll put in the time and we'll just be more patient and we'll help nurture you and get you where you got to go. A lot of women, they're like, and I'm going to say a lot of women, just the subject we're talking about right now.
Right, right.
Those professional, strong, black, independent, I don't got time to be fixing no man and trying to get him to get up to where I need to find me somebody who's already there or above where I'm at presently. I'll just say that. You can go to question number two. Mic drop.
Question number two. Oh, the mic drop. Okay. Okay. So, hold on. Let's see. I already said
that. See, this is the whole thing I was telling y'all about. She can't even find her questions because they were so long.
Whatever. I see it. But no, you answered my one question last time, though. So, let me enjoy. So I was going to ask, do men enjoy getting communication from multiple women or just that one? But you kind of, and how do they feel about that? But you answered that one, my first one. So moving right along.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That boy good.
So. I know. we kind of discussed this before as well. Why do men feel, not all men, why do some men feel shame in going to therapy or seeking like some type of help, whether it, you know, mentally, emotionally, like, why?
I've actually had this conversation with a few brothers of mine, and I think it's I don't want to say ashamed, ego. Sometimes we feel like maybe that's a sign of weakness. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're called to and tasked to be strong on our own and stand on your own two feet. We talked about this on the last podcast about, you know, how young girls and young daughters and young men and young sons are treated You know, when they're hurt or injured, fall on the playground and scrape their knee.
The daughter's
like, "Here, baby, let daddy kiss it for you. We're gonna make it better than that." Right. And it's the boy. It's like, "All right, boy, get up. You're gonna be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't break nothing."
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So sometimes I think when you start talking about going to see somebody, a therapist or something like that, it could be perceived as a sign of weakness and you don't have your stuff together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really, and I know some, females as well. I've talked to them. And they're like, "Man, I'm not going to see no psychiatrist." You know, they have enough, not licensed psychiatrists in their lives that they talk to and listen to.
Right. Which is probably
Which is probably not a good thing.
No.
So, and being totally transparent, I've had to going through my divorce,
mm-hmm.
And things like that, post that time frame, you know, it was people that I needed to talk to, not professionally, but I talked to my pastor and other people like that.
Right.
And it seems like we don't have a problem doing that. But when it's almost like that stereotype, that image of actually laying on a couch and have a total stranger like psychoanalyze you.
Right.
You know,
right,
it's just
right.
like... something about that is just not comfortable for us,
mm-hmm.
As men. So, but I think we're getting better. I think we're getting better at it. It's becoming more acceptable. I don't know if you know about this, but there's a lot of professional athletes now,
uh-huh.
that are actually confessing that they deal with depression,
oh.
and you know, psychologically they have issues and you know, a lot of things that normally they wouldn't openly discuss.
Right, right.
So now it's just like anything else. So if you get an entertainer or an athlete or somebody famous that comes out with those kind of admissions, then it's like, "Oh man, well, if my guy can admit that he got some issues, man, maybe I need to go talk to somebody."
Right, you know right, what
I
mean? Right.
So I think it's changing. I think it's changing for the better.
So do you feel that if a man does, not you personally, but if a man, say for example, he does get therapy, and, you know, it's helped him out a lot, and he gets in a relationship or is talking to somebody, and he tells the lady that, you know, "Hey, well, first of all, would they even be open enough to discuss that, like, that they've been to therapy to help? And do you think that would be perceived as that the lady would perceive him as differently because, you know, he's gone through that?"
No, actually, I think there's a conversation that probably needs to be had prior to even having that conversation.
Right, right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And as long as you've gotten to the point where you're comfortable enough with that person to have that discussion,
mm-hmm.
that's not something, you know, first date. You'd be like,
"Oh no.
Hey, I just got out of therapy last night." No. Like, bro, what?
Where
like,
no, that from?
No. But you know, eventually as you get to know people and you right. know their history and their family right. history and things like that, and so those kind of questions are answered. I think as long as that's been discussed and it has some conversations about it, you know, make it a comfortable space to discuss it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's
right.
not something you don't just blurt out, you know, no. in the beginning.
I agree. But, I so agree.
Yeah, I think that would be acceptable. Actually on both parties.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be good.
No, okay. I'll save this question. Never mind, go ahead.
How many questions? Devin, it's three questions.
Go ahead.
Three.
It's all yours.
You're on number 7.
Go ahead with your number 2.
Y'all see what I got to deal with, man. All right. So, you're going to love this one.
Uh-oh.
And my little cliff note says, meet, greet.
Okay.
Boo. Why is it that sometimes, now we're not going to speak absolute.
Okay.
But why is it sometimes a woman can meet a man,
mm-hmm.
which meet, greet, go out to dinner, date for a little while, talk, you know, on the phone, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's boo time. Like, you're my man now. Like, we just went out to eat last night, and 2 days later, you have this obsessive, like, you're my man type mentality off of a couple of dinners and phone conversations. which kind of speaks to what you were asking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm being extreme, obviously. I'm being extreme about that. But I think that kind of ties into us as men of a certain age and been through certain things, and women as well.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of want to like slow walk this thing into serious relationship commitment thing. Whereas women, you know, if they find a man that they really like and enjoy and respect and love spending time with and things like that, they want to go ahead and, you know, and secure that man as soon as possible.
Right.
Because of the disparity in numbers. So that's what we talked about the other day.
Right, we did. So, yeah.
So that, where's the validity in that? And have you seen that? And why do you think that is?
I've seen it and I've heard it a lot. Specifically, well, I'm not even going to say that. But, I mean, it's true because I hear about it all the time where the good men are out there. It's just a lot of women are just like, okay, where are they? You know, right. Where are they? Right. Because you come to like, it's just so many, I won't say duds or jokers, but I don't even know. I don't even know what you want to call. What's a nice word?
All those things. You all just of the said. Above.
D. We're going to circle D.
All of the above.
The multiple choice answer. But, and it's just when a good thing comes or a good man comes, it's just like, okay, you enjoy his conversation. You enjoy his time. You can see yourself with a future with him. I mean, and look, I even wrote about this though one time. It's just like, not all, but a lot of women, just they may put her first name in his last name.
Are you serious? At this, no, wait a minute. Hey. We're talking 40, 50, like grown
women. I've heard it from grown women. I was like, oh, okay, well, you know. But no, seriously, they get attached and they can really see a future with them. And I mean, that I've heard it. It's not uncommon. It's not uncommon at all. Because it's rare. It's rare. Yeah. Like a good man, like I said, they're out there, but all of these women, these good women are looking for that good man.
Right.
The ratio is just like.
Yeah. 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 That's it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't say I get it, but it happens.
So it's not just me.
No.
And friends that I know. That's a real thing.
It's a real thing. And okay. I have to put this out here. I'm going to flip it. Because with me, like years ago, I went on a date, you know, we weren't even dating for real. We were friends. I've been knowing him for like a long, long time. Like I said, some years ago. And I noticed like he started acting differently. And I'm just like, he's really acting like he's feeling me.
Right.
And so I had to question him. I'm just like, okay, you know, we've been going out kind of every weekend for the past 2 months. I was like, so what are we? What is this? And he was like, oh, well, we a couple. You didn't know? I said, so when were you going to tell me? He said, I thought you knew, but I guess I'm telling you now. I'm like, you didn't ask me? You're telling me? Like, literally, I was in a relationship for 2 months and did not even know. Didn't even know it.
Wow.
I just observed, like, the change. I was just like, oh.
That is so unfair.
Didn't even know it.
Well, I must say, you must have made a really good impression on that man.
I guess so.
For him to boo you up and not
even
tell
know
you.
It.
That's special. That's special.
So, that's like a cliffhanger, but
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it happens both ways then.
It happens both ways.
And I got some female friends that said the same thing. Actually, I just had a conversation with a friend of mine. She met this guy and she's, you know, she likes him or whatever, but
right.
She was like, oh my God, he's just kind of there like all the time and like real handsy and like, I don't know if I'm ready for all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but so it happens. Okay. So meet, greet, boo is a thing.
Yeah, it is. It is. From even like women over 40.
Okay.
Because they're just like, oh, you know, I guess they feel like they want to make such a good impression or they don't want to let them go. But actually, I think with them doing that, you know, the meet, greet, and boo, it's just like you really pushing them away quicker.
Yeah.
You suffocating them. You just like,
the best
okay.
The thing you can do is fall back.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do is fall back.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. Okay. All right. Well, we're good. I'm good on my number two. You need to scroll through your phone and find your 17th
Don't
question.
Don't front me. So, let's see.
We really do like each other, if y'all can't tell. We already fight like America. It's only episode two.
Episode two, y'all see what I go through.
Yeah, y'all pray for it. She got to deal with me.
Let's see. Oh. Let's talk about this social media thing.
Oh, right up my alley.
Is that your next question too?
Oh, come on. Okay. I'm ready.
So say, for example, a woman is in a relationship, committed, exclusive. And people know that she's in a relationship. People know that he's in a relationship. They just don't know who.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, the guy is up here hearting pictures of women on social media, form-fitting dresses.
He's doing what?
Heart liking. The heart emote.
Okay. No, I get what you're saying.
Not the thumbs up, but the heart.
Yeah. Okay.
But you notice it's kind of consistent. It's just like, huh, okay. But it's only in like snug clothing or not even revealing, and it could be revealing clothing.
Okay.
So.
What's your question?
Do you find that disrespectful, first of all?
What? The fact that this man is sending hearts and likes on photos of various women that are attractive?
It doesn't even have to be attractive. Like, it's their outfit that they're wearing, bikini or, you know, this like that. But he rarely comments on her stuff or likes her stuff.
I mean, what kind of content is she putting out there?
It might be good content. I don't know. It might be decent. Like, other people or males are loving it and liking it.
Well, that's twofold.
Okay.
All right. One. The liking of other females and if they look attractive and whatever and whatnot.
In revealing clothes.
Us as men, okay. We are visuals.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if there's things that we like and we like to see and we like to look at, that doesn't mean we're trying to find that woman. That doesn't mean we're trying to get with that woman. Like, you know, we love looking at beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something that we love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the flip side, from my perspective, and a lot of females that I know, that's just not something you all do. You don't just like, y'all don't have just scroll through your phone and find beautiful men and have a file with just the, because that's not usually the initial connection that comes from a woman to a man. Yeah,
right,
if I'm attracted to somebody. But as far as, you know, what we're talking about, what we look at and what we like to see is different. So I think we talked about this at the last podcast as well.
Uh-huh.
There could be an attractive young lady working at a fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
As far as we're concerned, if she's fine, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to probably comment, flirt, might even get a number or whatever.
Why are you in a relationship?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, wait a minute.
I'm just saying,
hold on.
I'm trying to explain for you.
Okay.
You know what? Take that off the table because you're right. Let me ask you a question correctly.
Okay.
So you're in a relationship. You have this. Now, are we talking about women that are like locals here, accessible, like mutual friends of like yours or hers or whatever, that potentially could be somebody you're going to run across here locally? Or are these like J-Lo, you know, celebrities, those type pictures that you just, you know, swimsuit models, certain athletes or whatever, you know what I mean?
Is it that?
Or are you talking about like on like social media and these are like people that are like, I know her. I went
to
school with
her. That he knows. Yeah.
So he's liking those people that are here and accessible.
Right.
But when you post stuff saying you're the person in the relationship, he's not liking your stuff.
Exactly.
Now, that goes to the second part.
Okay.
He might be trying to low-key stay out of your timeline to keep the privacy of y'all's relationship. So if he's clicking like and he's clicking love and he's making these little comments and stuff, certain people that know you and know him, or maybe like, oh man, dude be like, oh, every time you post something, you know, what's really going on? So he might be trying to just keep it low key and stay away from that aspect of it, because that privacy aspect of the relationship, you want to keep that. Some people want to keep that. Some people, and I told you this. Right. You got some people who get in a relationship and day one, that's bae, and they change their relationship status, and every picture is a picture of them, and every time they go eat, and 3 months later they broke up, a week later they got a new bae, and their own pictures with them, and that is it just becomes this crazy cycle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So my mentality right now, I kind of look at it like this. Unless there's a mutual agreement, mm-hmm. anything short of your spouse, mm-hmm. social media wise, mm-hmm. and those who know. Mm-hmm. Those who don't know, they probably don't need to know. It's a need to know basis.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And the reason why I asked is because this happened to me like some years ago, right? So I was in a committed relationship. We may set our boundaries and everything up front. So he started liking my stuff at first, hard, and then he kind of like fell back. I was just like, oh, okay. But yet, other women that some of them was in hit with same location, others, you know, were in a group, and he was just hardened, and he was just, I was just like, what does that mean? So I asked him, I was like, so what does it mean when you heart a woman's picture? And she's like, burly clothed, form fitting. It seems like those are the only pictures that you love. You don't love their content when words are written. So do you know what he said to me?
I can't wait to hear this.
He said to me, his woman, because I love what I see.
What?
Because he loves what he sees?
It's an icon on social media. It's a choice. Like, if like was just an option, he would click like. But he clicked love. Like, I love that. I don't love her. I love what she was wearing. I love how she looks.
No!
That's disrespectful?
That is so disrespectful.
You're right. I'm just playing.
I just like
seeing your whole like.
See like, my face,
like your bottom lip trembles. Like, boy, I'm gonna say something that I don't. Some language I don't use right now. Father in heaven.
Because I showed enough respect, you know. Of course, I could have heart. Like plenty of guys that I thought were attractive, you know, and some men wrote on my timeline different stuff, but out of respect for him, you know, I deleted it. I was like, no, right. That's not what we're about to do. Because this one dude tried to put my name and his last name together. I was like, no, it's not what we do.
Wow.
So I deleted it. But he had people on his page calling him baby daddy, and you not checking them, you laughing at it. That's an issue.
Yeah, bro, you need. Yeah, he might.
So I was like, cut it out. Yeah, might gone. Fix it. Gone.
But you know the thing is though, like women have to be careful what they like heart, love, whatever on social media, because some men take that as, oh, she feeling me. You know what I'm saying? So next thing you know, then they in the inbox, I seen you like, you know, yada yada yada. But see, when we like women's posts, uh-huh. you know, women don't usually respond like that. They'll right. just say something like thank you, or if they respond at all.
Okay.
So, you know, so it's kind of a catch-22.
Right, right.
Yeah. It's kind of a catch-22.
Okay.
I think we're good on that.
Yeah, okay, good.
We're good on that. All right. So is it my turn?
Yep, yes, sir.
Was that your third
that's
question?
That's my third. Mm-hmm.
Shut your mouth.
But I can go for some more.
I know. We know you can go for some more. We know that. Hold, please. My third question would be, and we kind of spoke on it a little bit, that there is no, nobody's perfect,
mm-hmm.
but there is somebody out there that's perfect for you. That seems like there's a difference between, and I kind of touched on this earlier, there's a difference between the men's mentality when it comes to being in a relationship and women's mentality when it comes to being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a man can be, you can get to a certain point, women can get to, some women, I always try to use that word,
mm-hmm.
some women can get to the point where they like a guy, they're into him, they like the fact that, you know, he's professional or he can cook or whatever. They like those things. But as time goes on, those things are kind of like, I don't want to say taken for granted, but it's like, okay, yeah, I like those things about you, mm-hmm. but I need you to like morph into some other things. I need you to be better in this area. I need you to grow in this area. Mm-hmm. I need you to do this more. I need you to do this less. Mm-hmm. I need you to learn how to do that. I need you to stop doing this. When those things weren't as impactful to the relationship in the beginning, and now it's becoming like Jesus, like that, you get to that point where you feel like the person is trying to change you. Mm. You accepted me for who I was for the first 6 months or whatever, or the first, you know, year or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Now it's like the things that you loved about me that caused us to be together, like, that's not enough now. Now I need you to do this. Now I need you to be that. Now I need you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some of us, some men, when we're in a relationship, we don't put those kind of pressures in place because we don't want the repercussions of feeling like we're pushing you in a certain corner to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
in other words, you know, we talk about that 80-20 rule.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, us as men, if we got a woman that, you know, we're simple creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Like we just talked about with these questions. I'm a man. I'm a simple creature. I had 5, 6. My questions was a total of 9 words. And let me see, where you scroll. Let me, no, never mind. I was gonna scroll and see how many characters she had, but it probably won't fit on Twitter. Let's just put it that
I only
way.
Had 5 text box, maybe 6 in a possible.
This ain't spades. This ain't spades. You weren't supposed to have that many characters and questions. But my last question is, why is it sometimes it feels like women push just a little too hard to have that man morph into, become, or create, or change him into perfectly what they want them to be, when on the other side there's faults and things that we wish were different about the woman, and we just accept them for what they are, and we love them for what they are and who they are. You know what I mean?
So when you say morph into something that they want them to be, is it something that the man has stated, hey, I wanted to grow in this area, or I want to do this or that, or no?
No. I'm talking about from the female's perspective, what they would like for you to become, what they would like for you to... I'll just be totally honest.
Okay.
I've never been Tim the Tool Man. Mm-hmm. I'm not the guy that's going to change the oil and you know, do drywall and all... I'm just not that guy.
Right.
And if we've been together for a year and mm-hmm. I haven't done that, and I've told you I haven't done that, after that year or however long it is, okay, now you looking at me like, I don't know, well, I need more of a manly man. You don't do those things. I need a man who does this. I need a man who does that. You know what I mean? So, but I can also say on the other side of that as well, if I accepted the fact that, okay, I would love to come home every night to a cooked meal
mm-hmm.
and this and that, but mm-hmm. if I know and understand you got a career too, like, you know, hey, if it's in agreement,
right.
Okay, baby, we're gonna have to like fend for ourselves during the week or whatever, but I promise you, you know, I'll cook on Sundays,
right?
You know what
right,
I mean? That needs to be discussed. Right. Don't hold that in and go talk to your boys and be like, bro, man, you got it made, man. Your wife cook every night, man. She makes sure you good. She, you know, she. It rubs your shoulders and she does this and that. I don't get none of that. But you don't tell your better half.
Right.
So she doesn't know. So that's where that communication comes in. But anyway, I'm kind of getting away from my question. But my question is, have you seen it? And why do you think women push for more? And I'm not saying you shouldn't.
Right.
Like in a professional perspective. But for the person who they are.
Right.
Like this person is 45, 50 something years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are who they are at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we can't change, but we're going to have to change when we feel the need.
Right.
And not be pushed into that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I cannot speak for all women on this question. Like I said, I can only speak for myself. If a man tells me up front, which I've had, I've dated a couple of guys, they didn't know anything about like the stuff you talked about. I was like, okay, cool. They let me know up front. cool, you know, right. but they'll make a phone call to get it done, you know?
Bam.
I'm cool with that. As long as right. it's done, you know, and I know that you got my back, like, hey, you know, I came to you, what you already told me, and I'm just like, okay, I'm whispering this in your ear, blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. Well, you know, and I'm fine with that. But a lot of women, on the flip side, they feel like that makes the man more manly, which right. it doesn't. Right. It really does not. I mean, right. I don't know where that mindset comes from. I honestly wish I had an answer for that, but not all women have that thought process right. at all. Right. And then, like, because I know with some of my girls, we, even if a man doesn't know how to do that, we don't shun him or look down on him or look at him any different or anything like that, badmouth right. him. But he got it done. He got it done. That's all that needs to be done. That doesn't right. even need to be shared with them. Right. I got my car done. You know, the
right.
end.
Right. I
got you. The okay. end. But I can't speak for, like I said, I know there are women out there that think, you know, the manly duties, the traditional, the man supposed to take care of, just give me some traditional old school that the man
he's got to be a grill master. He's got to be, you know, a carpenter, a plumber. You know what I mean? Just
electrician, you know,
and coal miner.
Right, right. Yeah. Put some grease on his face,
whatever.
And
you know
nails
what I mean?
Dirty.
Whatever.
Right, right. Yeah, but
I
not
need you to be able to do all of that.
Right, right. Not all women think like that. Like I said, some do. They think that's perceived that as more masculine and take on a more manly role, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, nowadays it's just like it's not like it was back in the day.
I had a conversation with a friend of mine. We had the same exact discussion. And he said, "Man, you know what, bro? Like he's like, "Man, you're one of the most genuine cats I know, man. You love hard when you with somebody. You know, you love people." He said, "Man, I get that." He said, "Man, if there's women out there that are looking at those kind of things," he told me straight up. He said, "Man, I can do all that stuff. But I ain't worth a quarter."
There you go. And I was just about to say that.
I can do all those things. But I'm not getting ready to be committed. I'm not getting ready to just be with you. I'm not going. I can do all that stuff. But does that make me a good man?
No.
You know what I mean? But then you got on the other side somebody who, you know, who's faithful and loyal and you know, comes home
through
every night,
right?
You know, doesn't
right.
you know, works, right. lets you know where he's at. You know, checks in with you. Hey, babe, I'm gonna be, you know, I'm gonna get off work late. You want me to pick up something on the, you know, you get all those considerations and things like that from a man that can't do all those other superficial things.
That's priceless.
So, you know what I mean?
Priceless.
For some women, it's not.
Well, those are the wrong women. You weeded them out. So
that's where I'm getting back to the perfect man.
Uh-huh.
Because for those kind of females, they want that guy.
Uh-huh.
So I just used just somebody. I didn't say a name. But they want me and they want that man to be one person. Like that man that can do everything.
Right.
But he said himself, "I'm not good in relationships. I know I'm not, so I'm not even great being one."
Right.
And then
right.
you got somebody like me that's a relationship person who's very faithful and loyal, but I'm not the hands-on fix stuff type guy.
Right, right, right.
They're
right.
looking for that putting those two together and creating that, and when they don't get it, it's kind of like sometimes, you know, they behave in a dismissive manner.
Right, right.
You know.
And that's the thing. It's just like a lot of us, like men and women, need to realize, like, what is that person's heart like? If they're right. sincere, genuine.
Right.
Just throw out the money. Throw out the just put everything else aside. Like, everything. What is their heart like?
Right.
Like, how do they treat you? You know, especially like with situations like you just gave. You notify, okay, you know, I'm going to be home a little. Priceless. Yeah. You straight, you good. Priceless. Yeah.
But you come, but on the other side, you come home, you know, smacking on a three-piece box and didn't even call and ask me if I wanted nothing.
Right.
It's like.
That's selfish, you know.
I get it. All right, so those are my three questions. All right.
We done.
So. We just wanted to know what y'all had.
What y'all had, men.
What y'all had, women. But yeah, this has been episode 2 of the LTABS podcast. And for those that don't know, LTABS stands for Let's Talk About Being Black and Single, featuring Devin Ole.